Ah, t'as déjà ton laptop.
Ouais.
Ok, alors, je vais mettre en place.
D'accord. Enfin, j'ai déjà le laptop parce que je pensais
Oui, non, non, mais c'est bien de.
quelque chose, mais si tu veux l'utiliser après.
Ah non, 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 non. Parce qu'on est censé arriver dans la salle. Oh, yes, we are supposed to speak in English. That's true.
You don't put your
Oh,
headset microphone.
no. So this is not entry. Everything. We are here to just make the point. Not make the point. Make the status about the shot detection.
Okay.
So you have applied the shot detector to some of the Cinetis video, or at
Yeah.
least one. And so we can basically maybe just comment on this. Maybe quickly remind what the shot detector is, how the shot detector is working, basically. We might be able anyway to give you some reference. I mean, your report
Yeah.
is, it should be described there.
Yeah, I
Okay.
have actually. Yeah,
You
we
have the
can see the
report.
report
Okay.
here and the demo. And the goal of this meeting is to present the video shot detector to
To Olivier.
Olivier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it was my project during my internship at IDIAP under the supervision of Jean-Marc. And as you saw in the email I sent, okay, I didn't send, this video is the new one. I just processed from your images.
Ah, okay, yeah, it's the
Yeah,
same, yeah,
but
we have it, yeah.
let's start by the video
This is
from
the other
Friday.
one, okay.
Cinetis demo one.
By the way, I was going to ask, I had seen the video. You did a downsampling of the video, right? I mean, for browsing, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this was okay.
So this is a hierarchy code normally. So you have scenes and shots.
Yeah, here on the left you have different scenes, but
Okay. So
as I
because for
applied.
instance we could probably like group all the initial ones into one scene and maybe after when there's some things inside it should be another scene.
So this detector detected 30 shots, and if you click on a plus button, you can expand it and see the keyframes that are in fact 5 extracted frames from the shot.
Which are extracted, I think.
But I think as it is, it's extracted without using subshots. It's simply five
Downsampling.
downsampling.
Okay.
So we can see the video actually,
Okay.
the entire video, and open with real player. I hope it will work. So we don't have the sound, and it won't be grabbed. The video won't. I don't know if.
That's why I was asking that.
Oh yeah.
It's not this that you processed,
No no
right?
no no
Okay,
no.
okay.
It's in real media, so it's very compressed.
So here
Okay.
you see that we have the shop at 18, then after 22, then after again. And if we go down, I mean, maybe in terms of shots here, we can see that. This is shot 7, I suppose.
Okay.
Shot 9. three, some ten, probably 11 or 12. No, 11.
Ten.
Oh, this is 10 indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there is
yeah, this one. It's 11.
Okay.
12. For 14 seconds. On a monté, c'est lui, c'est ça?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one, yeah, it's
yeah,
a dissolve.
Inside, yeah.
It's a dissolve, so
it's
it doesn't
really
detect.
A dissolve, or is it really
yeah.
like is
when
there
I saw
that it
the
was
with employer, it's a dissolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not standard man-made movement. I would say most of the time, people didn't. Yeah, I could see here.
Yeah.
It was like
okay.
Horse, it was only
yeah.
one.
I don't know if this one, if we see, was correctly. You see?
Yeah. This is the one I had seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as I said, I mean, even the motion detector, when it's black, it's there's not no structure. So
but there
no
is a moon.
Yeah, but you
but
don't really estimate motion.
Okay, because there is no motion, in fact, between.
Well, there's no structure. There's no texture.
Yeah.
If you want
okay.
to say so.
Okay.
This is not so good for the motion. But for instance, of course, between the horse and the cube,
the
cows. Yeah. Maybe we could have detected things, but it's not even sure because you see the background is quite similar and.
And yeah, maybe to explain, this method was using a simple distance between consecutive histograms,
okay.
and we didn't use motion features at all for that. That's why you.
So it's yeah, the and as your histogram, so we had
yeah.
experience
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
So it scrambles, so you can scramble the image,
okay.
and you get the same histogram.
Yeah.
So there is no structure.
Okay.
So of course, when you look the horse, and then you could see the cows. Of course, you have a black in the top, and you have also maybe 80% of like green, which is not green there, but grass. You have stones, and so there are of course some differences because on the one hand you have horse, but it's black. So you have more sky, which is black on the right. So you don't care about it. So it's a global histogram. So.
Yeah.
But it's when for this application I could imagine that it would work quite fine. And it's a threshold, but still it's adaptive, right?
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. With a sliding window.
Yeah. Okay.
So because of course, if you just compute the if you have a report, because if you compute. Distance between the two histograms, I think this was Bhattacharya.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take these two with the Bhattacharya, then of course, if you just do a threshold, when there is motion, you will see a lot of things changing. So
okay.
by using an adaptive threshold, if you see that there is a continuous change of the distance, you don't do a threshold. It's only if you have an identified peak,
okay.
which is 50% or maybe two times higher than the next second value in the window, then you say it's a shot.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you want to make use the whiteboard or here it's it was. It's in only the this
yeah, yeah.
part about shot boundary detection is in French, unfortunately. But this image shows the results using motion when you use the motion features, and here on the right is when using the histogram distance, and
okay.
the motion features can better show what's going on when there is such a difficult transition, while with the histogram it just shows that there is a short change at the end. But even for dissolves, I don't have examples here, but there is not a strict transition.
It's
continuous
it's continuous for
okay.
dissolves.
Okay. dissolve
this.
Anyway, it's difficult, I mean, in general, because sometimes there are some dissolve. You could imagine they are part of the scene. And, so, but of course, when you have cuts, you can see they are easy to detect, right? I mean, so with the motion, basically the motion tried to estimate what's the motion between two frames, right?
Okay.
The image is there, but after it's there, and it looks at how many points are well matched.
Okay.
So you can see that like somebody is speaking and so on. So before the shot, you can see that usually there are like 90% of the points at least, right? There's some motion. So, but then after suddenly, if you go from one frame and you try to match all the points here with like a translation plus a zoom plus maybe some rotation, you can't find anything well. Right? So basically, you see that the number of points maybe are only 10% of the points you can match well.
Okay.
So it's easy to detect. And after you can see that indeed, because it's a long shot and it's almost like a flat plane, you can do a very good registration. So the number of points is very high. I mean, the number of points that are matching. And here, you basically here with the histogram, you can see it's very flat. But of course, if you go from this histogram to this, which is essentially green, it's big measure, which is here the Chi2. I don't know whether this is what you used.
No. Now it's well for the video you saw it was it's Bhattacharya.
It's Bhattacharya. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, and you have maybe one image with the adaptive threshold. I think you had something like this. Right? Just to explain.
Okay, it's at the beginning. So there is the idea is having a sliding window. We have already all the data that is on the graph, and then to detect the changes, we do a calculation with points under this sliding window, within this sliding window, and we calculate. So what do we do here? We want to detect that these points in the middle is higher than
alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
Exactly.
Of the other ones.
Alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
So the of course if it's you are not a maximum, you are not going inside the window, you are not the max. Anyway, you are not going to be to be above alpha times the max of the others, right? Because alpha is lower than one.
But if you are in the maximum already at this point, we check simply if this value is alpha times the max of the other points. Let's say this point here.
For instance, here I see 6, but I don't know whether this was for Bhattacharya or for.
It may be for Chi it's 6, but for Bhattacharya it's for the tests
it's
2.4.
Yeah, so it's a bit less because the amplitude is much smaller.
Yeah.
Donc, so you can. It was not so obvious. I mean, because the motion. I mean, it was in the shot we've seen because. Especially with Chi2 square, the amplitude is much bigger than with Bhattacharya.
Yeah.
Right? You can see that it could go to 700, and when it's there is nothing, it can be 0. But Bhattacharya is between 0 and 1, so we have not so much amplitude. But still, in some of these videos, for instance, even if we're going to go now, if we want to go now for the kayak case, I don't know, at some point he's targeting two kayaks and he's moving quite fast towards two other people. I don't know what happened there, if it was detected as a short
In the first shot?
Yeah,
I saw that it was detected.
It
as
was
a shot.
As
yeah.
a shot, okay. I was wondering.
You want to see now? Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But he didn't. Okay.
But here, for instance, you understand. So we can show this tomorrow to the people at the Cinetis meeting. I mean, to.
Okay. We need to have a connection.
Yeah, okay, we need
a
connection, that's true.
And is it a laptop or you have?
I can bring my laptop if necessary.
Okay.
I'll bring it. Okay.
So okay.
It's
this is IDIAP laptop. So here, in fact, after 12, I don't know if it's, I think it's 12 frames.
Oh yeah, but normally there is a burning. Okay. If you, maybe you can play the shot.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Oh yeah, maybe a burning.
Maybe you play, yeah, if you play the video. Well, at the beginning, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, there is no, I didn't.
You
don't
generate
real
media. Okay.
But yeah, it's complicated.
Well, no, I mean here I can see that it was detected as a single shot.
Yeah, here we can see that. Yeah.
Okay, I was because here you can see that the motion here is you know is doing a zoom on the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there is translation.
Yeah, and then he's doing quite a fast transition from this to another one.
Okay.
And I was wondering whether Well, though, of course, it's true that it's mainly water, so maybe the color is indeed. But you know, as the kayak is entering quite fast, I mean, you can have quite.
I can see. There is another program that
but
can
I see.
See
that it seems to be. How many shots do you have indeed?
It's. I think it's. There are five normally.
Yeah, the one is.
If we would expand all.
So you did it with what, by the way? It's with the images I give you, or
yeah.
Okay.
The other one, I had problems converting the video into DVX, and then so I used the program from software from Sebastian PPM
to regenerate an AVI file. Okay. Yeah.
Because one thing maybe we will talk about that is the library. It's it doesn't. Compile anymore on Debian machine. So maybe some work has to be done on this. I don't know why this image doesn't appear. This is the frame that is extracted to be the shot keyframe here. This one is this one, the middle one. So I don't know why it doesn't appear, but it's just a simple problem in the get frame. But what I can show you now is a little program if we want to be very precise about so it's get frames. Okay, CGI. And we were interested in around what do you want? Around 6-7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, initially, I don't know why there is a shot detected.
Okay. If we do play next. Oh, yeah. There is something wrong. So
okay. So the 0012 here is an image number.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, that's why I said it's a frame number. A frame number.
Okay, so then.
This is the frame number, this is in second. But I kept. The frame number.
So, but 0.12, c'est quoi? It's in seconds? Or
it's 12 frames, seconds.
Okay, seconds plus number.
Yeah.
The next is 11 seconds.
Okay, so basically
frames.
What has been extracted is this point around the band. Okay,
yeah.
So this is normal. Okay.
Yeah, so if we do every second, the middle frame is this, 1000. Just it's another kind of browsing page, but be more precise about to check maybe the this.
Okay, like transitions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Then you go back to one frame around 160, for instance. And there is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Okay. You see that there is a okay. It's not a shot change. It's a motion actually here.
Yeah, it's motion. Yeah,
yeah
it's not a cut.
Yeah,
but I was thinking that maybe it could have been.
Yeah.
But it's true that
yes.
It's mainly water when you see things, so it's
not
such a big. But yeah, sometimes I mean you can have very things. I mean, you just think about more action movie and things like this. Yeah, sometimes very difficult. So for cuts, usually there is no problem. People say this is a cut, this is not a cut. But like for dissolve. Even sometimes, you know, people may, it's, pe- people may have some trouble. I mean, saying this is a default, this is not.
Mm-hmm.
This should be labeled as a transition or not. Some people will say, yeah, but it's part of the thing. Or, for instance, advertising, usually, because the shots are very short in advertising.
Yeah.
Usually, it's very fast. And
so
sometimes, when you have an incrustation like last time, what should you say? It's a change of.
When you have the goal results, then in fact it's not a short change.
so sometimes very difficult. At least what I can see that currently, like for Cinetis, for instance, if it's to do color correction, or for instance, if it's too black, to have it whiter, I think this type of things should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, even if they are not real shots, they are not so interested if it's not real shots. Maybe after they have this, and they may say, okay, just by looking at least the summary, so maybe for the summary we could do better keyframe extraction, for instance. But by just looking at the keyframes and so on, they may say, okay, from this shot to this shot, we apply like specific color enhancement algorithm or restoration algorithm or to improve the brightness and something like this, right? And so I think for them this is fine.
Be made manually, actually, when you say from this shot to this shot, is using a graphical user interface, someone would do manually for each?
Well,
video.
Maybe after, I mean, they would, they would go directly and say select the shots from here to here, and they would say you apply this algorithm. So of course we could try to make scene clustering and so on, but I'm not even sure that this is necessary for them at this point, because if they have a 6-minute movie, if they have 30 shots for them, it might be easier to look at from here to here, apply this, and they can do it quite quickly. And they have to do it anyway, because what's going to take time might be to select the type of restoration algorithm and the type of things. So this might take more time than having to click 2 times on 2 shots rather than having directly a scene, right? So I think for them, this type of things is going to be useful, at least for this task.
Okay.
If they want to do stabilization, it may not be sure that this is the right segmentation for some of these, but this is another point. For motion stabilization, as I said several times, we are not we did not commit to provide anything. But of course, if we can provide things, we'll do it. But so do you have more questions, or do you have?
I have looked at the demo film, and it's about 40 minutes, and about 173 different shots. So
this is the one in the DVD.
Yeah.
Maybe we can see a little bit if you want to play.
Yes. And I don't know if this is a real sample DVD, because this will make about 5 seconds for each shot. So I think it's very short.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I just, I think
this is to make a change in the color, light, and they have a lot of shots.
Yeah, but after, I mean, it might be more like a guy an interface, a guy interface, where I mean, if they can select from shot 1 to 7, this is the same. They may do the grouping by themselves, but by looking at this, it may take less than 1 minute. And I think it's anyway, if it's too summarized, after they may want to go inside to see whether there is no special things. I mean, so because after it depends. I mean, if you give only 1 keyframe per shot. After, I mean, it's 170 images, it's quite fast, right? And so I think the hierarchical thing is good, because still you can check if you have some ambiguities or not.
Okay, in fact, I didn't understand that, but now I understand better that Cinetis wants this kind of method to help them to restore and to apply the algorithms to to make a better movie.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not for the client, for the user who will.
Well,
maybe
ultimately, I think this is a type of thing.
Okay.
But at this point, we.
Okay.
I hope that if it's a big success, they will ask EDF to provide something like this, of course,
okay.
Some money, at least to pay a student or somebody for
mm-hmm.
doing it. But yeah, of course, this was ultimately, I think, one way of if you could provide like chapters or something like this,
mm-hmm.
indeed you could provide like the AVI to the clients and you may ask for special services or and even to just to watch a movie to have direct access
mm-hmm.
to different parts and so
mm-hmm.
on. But it's
yeah.
I mean this labeling might be more easy to do for the client. By the client, because he knows what's there. I mean
okay.
he wants to have this and this and
So because he did the movie so he wants to
to archive,
he may want
to organize
okay.
yeah. Otherwise I mean this but
this is
but of course it might be easy to do a very simple software which would allow the user to select just the shots and give names,
mm-hmm.
and after it would generate automatically some index.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I suppose mm-hmm. the client might be interested in
yeah.
such a thing. If
okay.
you could generate automatically on the DVD, but and you could imagine that before sending him the DVD, you could allow him to watch this type of interface,
mm-hmm.
and he would be able to do the selection. Say this is this,
mm-hmm.
this is this, this is it, and when he would receive the
yeah.
DVD,
mm-hmm.
he would indeed get already the chapters that he decided to put there.
And this could be done by through internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think this mm-hmm. may it's good that this is
mm-hmm.
a demo like this because I'm sure that
mm-hmm.
they might be interested in
mm-hmm.
it. Because
yeah.
I imagine that
from the client point of view and from the preparation
yeah.
of the movie
yeah. Yeah.
and DVD. Mm.
Yeah. So I think this is a very good.
So this is a kind of service, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they give it for free and
you had an arrow here or what?
Sorry? But you see that sometimes even here it's a bit like, it's for instance if people would like to have like some motion compensation, it could be proposed. But for instance here it would be problematic to have motion, so it here it's fine to do motion compensation. Stabilization. But for instance here it's not your interface deux trois fois. No, that's more. C'est vraiment comme ça faisait la
I think they make some
effects.
Special effects.
Okay.
The DVD. There is two or three times
if I go to menu, there is something?
You see the same kind of scene, just two or three seconds.
Okay, so maybe like here, for instance, it is just
yeah.
reproduced two times. So.
Mm.
Do you know what this is? No, what menu? Or there is no menu in the
no,
menu?
No, there is no
okay.
menu.
Okay.
So it's just one chapter. No.
Okay. So this is the same video, the AVI number
yeah,
one.
Yes. Yes.
And on the DVD I saw that there are some other stuff. I don't know. This one?
No, I think in the video there's two videos. One is the real video and the other is just introduction when you have the menu.
Okay.
So this is okay. This video is about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, right?
No, it's 13 minutes.
Ah, okay, so this is not the one that has been.
No, but yes, this is the same. But there was a problem when I have to the grab from the DVD to the files.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
So this is why they have like two
files. Okay, I understand.
Now I have one file also on the.
Okay.
So you can
run
process again.
Okay.
It's real time, right? I mean, the processing.
Yeah, almost. I would. Maybe a bit more than real time.
A bit more than real time.
I will have to check, but if it's 5 minute videos, it's like done and quickly.
Yeah, normally it could go faster.
But it's probable that even for the project, you will do some of the reprogramming. I mean,
yes.
Okay. Especially if we need to interface new components,
OpenCV.
Yeah, or for just reading. I mean, the the DBX
yeah.
or something like this.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, anyway, for this we don't know exactly yet because it's
okay.
not sure what they want to, what they use as tools for reading DVDs and so on.
Yes.
And because I don't think this is so difficult. Now, you have he also already looked at the histograms and the computing distances and so on. So, if we want to do special things that probably run fast, it may be easier to do it directly. And but yeah, the interface is very. So the interface uses the output of your program.
So that I will use the whiteboard.
So in fact, yeah, the interface is quite simple to use. For instance, you see on the URL I put. Okay, I did. There is mmm.idr.ch/cgi/bin/video-browser. Okay, /video-browser-3-frames. .html. And then this CGI program has the parameter video name equals cinetis. Okay, demo one. In fact, I just explained how to put the data on MMM, but it's quite simple. When you log into MMM with a SSH, for instance, so you just put talking like this, MMM data video browser slash, and then this is the name of the new directory you will create. And there stands, there is a couple of things. Well, it's this name, so I would say this is video name, so video name dot AVI. Just because we need the AVI so that we can
do the get frame.
Yeah, we can do the get frame.
But otherwise, it's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. Okay. You need to generate these images, right? Okay.
Yeah, and this is this is done on the fly with
okay.
get frame.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that.
Okay.
You need. VXML, so it's video name, and I could data.xml, but in fact it's just a simple convention. I could have put nothing, but I just put data. It's a convention, data, and then video name. Okay, it's rm9.rm.
Okay.
But in fact, yeah, when I think now, we could have. Only with the extension you can see.
But the name of the video file is video name.
The name is no.
It's the same as the
directory.
Yeah, it's the same as the directory. You could
okay.
have been video name,
okay.
so, but it's the same as the directory. And that's it, actually. When you do that, I did the same for Kayak. You say Kayak. In fact, now it's Kayak.
Okay.
And then you can see. And this output, this output, this file is an output from the software, the short boundary detection
okay.
software.
Okay.
And it's a simple format, I suppose, like.
It's a very simple format.
Like you have seen some shots.
Yeah. Actually, we
keep some timestamps.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
We can
okay.
but you.
It's video scene shot. It's hierarchical, so in XML and keyframe, timestamp.
Yeah. Okay.
And from the timestamp and the video location, he knows how to get the frame, each of these frames.
Mm.
And if we do, in fact, I don't
know,
yeah, it's Mozilla Firefox, view page tools.
So every.
Okay.
Every frame on the page is online.
And every frame is stored into
is a
backup. In fact, every frame, it's MMM who manages this automatically.
Okay.
So that when you ask for this frame, in fact, we can. Okay, I just view from when I view image. When I say view image. When I say view image on this frame,
yes.
Oh, we go there,
okay.
And this is a. In fact, it's a Perl program that outputs. Instead of outputting HTML or text, it outputs JPEG.
Okay, I understand.
From the video with
a
timestamp, it outputs a JPEG.
Okay.
But
this
is
on
quite
the
nice.
On the server, the original is a video film.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this image is this image is output.
So for example, you can change
client.
You can change the number.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I did.
Okay. I understand.
Here.
In the other.
The other application. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Perfect.
And who has
yeah,
the right?
In this
to
one. Okay.
Who has the right to put data on MMM?
There are the MMM developers, so I'm part of that.
Okay.
But we could.
It's not a problem.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
I wanted to see something else. And the images are sent to your browser, the client, to this browser, but also kept in a directory. On MMM.
There is a local cache.
Exactly, a cache.
Okay.
I say backup, but it's a cache. That's how it works.
So if we, for example, now we have the case that this video is not correct because I have make a wrong grabbing. So we need to remove the cache for this video, or this is
no. It's okay. For the cache, we have plenty of space on MMM.
Yeah.
So this is not a problem.
Yeah, but what I mean is,
if I
put the same video with the same name,
exactly, yeah.
Instead of this one,
and it detects again,
the shoot are
yeah.
different.
So you go inside the getFrame function, you see where it
saves
it,
remove them.
And then there is a special naming convention, and you can remove the.
Okay.
But
it's not a real usage.
No.
Okay.
Because it's in cache.
Yes.
So that if I put another video with the same name. They will happen again. They will appear.
Because this one it was.
If you have the same decomposition.
If you have the same decomposition.
It may happen that for 90% of the frame it's different, so you see it's fine, but suddenly you have one other frame, you don't know what it is and where it comes from.
Okay.
But on MMM,
okay.
For now we don't have such many videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you put in another directory, then it would be. Or a new naming convention with a special code.
Oh, you mean like because it's a MMM cache?
Yeah, MMM cache.
So this means that when it's done, if I go on my computer and I do the same, it's not going to enter in my cache, but it's going to be already there.
Yeah.
In an MMM. Okay.
But it
so
can go in
so
the browser cache also.
So it's not done online.
The first time is done
online. The first
online.
Time, yeah, but after it's...
Yeah, you can see here,
The
first time
I
is
thought
done.
It was everything was generated on the file, so...
You know, you see that. Here it was cached because I already pressed preview, but now it's on the fly.
Yeah, okay.
So it's quite
quick. But, okay, so if you come back now...
And then if you come...
Yeah.
Because...
Okay, but
the images are already generated.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe they are on the cache of this
yes, computer,
browser,
yeah,
this computer.
Yeah, right,
so,
okay.
Okay.
But
that's why it's it was used with yeah, Sébastien did the C function and
okay.
Yeah, and the Perl is calling this C executable.
Yeah, okay.
And it was used with MM server with Pierre
okay.
At the beginning. And, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay.
And
just
yeah.
A question on the. Organization of the MMM, so you don't have a part for a specific project. Every, for example, if we make a lot of film for Cinetis, all are on the top. I mean, all the film are.
The
you don't
yeah.
have a separation for the film for Cinetis or for other project and.
In fact,
where you say video man equal,
we could you know
all are on the
okay.
same level.
You know all these graphical user interface that you see.
So could you say
okay.
video name equals Cinetis slash something?
Okay. Mm, yes.
Or not.
Yes.
Okay.
We could do that.
Okay.
We could put Cinetis slash here and then the Cinetis slash.
Okay.
This,
okay.
It works.
You think
okay.
it would work? Okay.
But the point is, this interface is, I think, 6 or 7 files only.
Yeah.
XML,
okay.
Well, it's per CGI that output XML and XSL. So it's not a big deal to
okay.
to make a new, like, Cinetis browser. Or
okay.
Video
if we
browser,
need to make some special thing on the browser,
yeah,
it's.
We copy all the files, mm-hmm. and there is just one. One parameter, one string
okay.
that we need to know where this data is, and we could create a MMM data, video browser, Cinetis,
yeah,
or something
okay.
else.
It's okay.
It's quite extensible.
Okay.
Even if you would change the CGI, for instance, let's
yeah.
assume that we say we don't do any scene thing.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
Other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking that here I see that you have online video structure correction, which means
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's not. It was. You know,
okay.
This is working. The expand all.
Yeah.
But this is.
Working progress.
This is wishable.
Yeah, to do list or something.
Okay.
Online yeah. video annotation and video structure correction, but
yeah.
It's not easy on the web,
yeah.
on the web with HTML pages, to do such corrections like video structure corrections, for instance.
Okay.
Mm.
For that, you need. It's possible maybe on interfaces like Flash or Java,
yeah.
but still,
okay.
There is it takes more work
okay.
and.
So
it's better
for.
But yeah, I know. It's good. good point.
No, because I was thinking if it's there, we could use it.
Yeah.
We could use it.
And all these files are only internal. This means if I go on Cinetis.
No. From outside, we
from
can.
From outside of EDIAP, we can access this.
Yeah, from home, I was able to access it.
With a password? Or
well, we can make for instance for TSR
mm-hmm.
Videos. Alessandro
yeah.
asked me to do the same thing,
yeah.
and we had a like a password convention.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
so this is possible to make
okay.
for these videos.
I'm sure it has been downloaded several times.
There's
some lawyers that are.
Well, there is no password protection for this.
Yeah.
Maybe what I say, I'm very tired. But it's demo, and
yeah,
one
okay.
can say you have to guess the name.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
but yeah, it's good to.
Yeah, a good point about password protection issues, privacy issues.
It might be good indeed if we start building some experiments like this still to have a password.
Yeah.
Okay. All the framework is ready with TSR videos.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Usually, what we do sometimes, okay, just to say something about password protections, sometimes. Instead of having a purely secure directory, we put a code number, like so that it's quite impossible to guess.
Yeah.
Instead of ONM equals kayak, then we would have 0675 or
yeah.
And then this directory from outside, we have to take care that. Okay, not only the video name, this URL is not accessible, but also we should take care that, in fact, MMM, it's in MMM data video browser, and this is accessible from outside. We should take care that this directory, or in fact, this directory is not listable.
Right, okay.
You cannot list from outside
with
the FTP or HTTP.
Okay.
Simple things about privacy issues, but there are some methods and everything. It's possible to make things private. I don't know if you want to add anything, but I would say that for the C code, I would like to stress something is that if you want to use the new versions, etc., I think we need to go a little bit through the code, and I would be happy to help.
Yes.
To, for instance, the classes about the video structure, etc.
And it was done indeed to be more general than just to do the shot detection. So that's why the code is a bit more complex, I think, currently.
And the code is based on OpenCV and Torch.
Yeah, in fact, it's not. There is no Torch. It was called VisionLib to read to extract one frame, each frame of a video.
Okay.
So it was from Sébastien. It was in the Torch library, but it's nothing to do with Torch.
Okay.
And it's using
just
OpenCV and some classes from Jean-Marc for.
It was the same one as the one you saw.
So we can forget Torch and use.
We can forget
the input reader for the MPEG. We can use the OpenCV.
Definitely.
Okay.
C'est la foire du Valais qui est là.
Non, c'est le garage de la voiture. So it's 4:30, so we did 1 hour.
I think it's
good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Just if you want,
this
is the parameters of the C program, but usage, video in.
Yes.
Okay. The output file XML. Output file dist. It's the distance between each histogram, so that if the XML you feel there is not enough shots, you can, instead of reprocessing the video, you reprocess this file.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And also some other stuff.
Okay.
For instance, the alpha threshold we talked about is set to 2.4.
Okay.
And the seek first last, the step we always use one, and it should be one because otherwise it's step between consecutive frames.
You can skip some frames.
But
it doesn't. It's better to keep it one.
Yeah, otherwise after, I mean, if there is a shot, you don't know between, because you dropped one frame, you don't know where the
shot. So detection latency is about the. It's half of the
sliding
window, sliding window. Option for keyframe extension, sub threshold, leave it to one.
Okay, it's perfect.
Maybe I will give you this file in as a. It's a kind of readme. I just for preparing this.
nice discussion.
I'm quite happy to do that, because it's good when you do something that there is someone using it.
Yes.
I'm sure that they will be, well, I hope they will be happy with something.
Yes. At least here with the interface, it's quite funny to see quickly you can do something if the video is 10 minutes, in 30 minutes, because
yeah,
it's not a lot of things to change, or even it can do it. We can do it quite automatically.
Yes.
It can be done. Yeah.
So just last question.
Yeah.
So this makes the XML file. Okay. This is the program to generating the XML file
yeah.
and the shot.
Yeah.
And with the Kayak, you have one problem. You don't have the real media. So this is another thing.
Oh yeah.
How do you generate the real media? Yeah.
So the real media is a parallel thing that from the AVI you convert it into real media, and it is done on Windows.
Okay. So you have some special tools from real media.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is the free one is okay. You can use the free. We have a license here at IDIAP, but if you want to pay, you pay for options such as resize or cropping, but in fact maybe we don't need that, and it's called the Helix producer.
Okay, Helix.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Helix producer, and that's it.
Okay.
You need
to have Windows to make this.
Yes.
So I will ask you someone else. Okay, I understand.
And yeah,
okay.
With real
but
media.
This is made by a program done outside India. Okay.
Well, this is you can buy or you can order for
right,
free.
Okay.
And
it's not a India program.
No, for the real media. And you didn't see, but the real media. Is called via a real server, so it's RTSP the connection, and it's streaming video streaming.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not HTTP, so that it can play smoothly. And but we are still investigating for other video formats, because it's not supported, for instance, in Java applications, etc.
You mean
real
the
media.
Java framework, what Mike presented, you cannot play
real
media.
Media.
Okay.
So, there are many issues about that.
Okay.
It's another problem.
Formats.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this was good to see the tool.
Thank you.
And, tomorrow we are going to we see most of the things, but shorter, I believe, right? And I think maybe later we can start doing
this. For test, I can take the real demo and make
the full
processing.
Yeah, that's maybe interesting to see tomorrow. Of course, maybe they will say, 170 shots, or it's a lot, but at this point, we don't. We have nothing we can do unless they know what they want to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, there are other things such as video structuring, but it's other level.
I think it's going to be very good for them to visualize how you can organize things and maybe what they can do, how they. And so this is important.
Yeah, last thing, this is the kind of XML that is outputted. So it's the structure is such as video segmentation with a video scene, and then for each shot, you have an ID. Well, this is the terms from MPEG 7 convention, but anyway, shot, begin, and end, the shot keyframe that is the middle here.
Okay. And in this.
Subshot.
in this, the begin and end, the number is the, for example, the end is 0.12, 12 is
12 frames.
This frame 2 here. Okay.
And in fact, that's what I output.
Okay.
On the interface. Mm-hmm. And there is only one subshot because, yeah, there was problems with detecting the subshots, etc. But not with this one, but yeah, I tried to code some stuff, but not so confident in the way it is.
Okay, good. Yeah, like for instance, if we need to find subshots, usually, it for instance, it's better to have the whole shot to decide on how to build the subshots. But it's true that maybe if you store all the distances, the distances, we could do some basic stuff.
But we, even we should, for instance, for the videos, for the spectral clustering, here I store the distance between consecutive histograms.
Okay.
But we could store the matrix.
And then.
I think there are many possible things with spectral clustering.
Just what?
But with there is one parameter that is very. I can't remember what is the parameter.
The eigengap. You mean? You mean the Bataillard distance?
No. The eigengap to find the good number of clusters is so sensitive. Anyway. It's a bit later in the report.
Okay.
So any time, I would be happy to.
It's okay.
Okay, we can go.
Yeah, we can go.
It's not your laptop.
This we need it. In fact, we don't need it. Okay. So everything is stored here. Okay.
I suppose.